Another successful Sunday breakfast was held January 29 at the Alida Rink with Kitchen Group 3 at the helm. They served 45 breakfasts to many faithfuls both locally and from neighboring towns that attend most Sundays. It was great to see everyone enjoying these breakfasts. Way to go everyone, both in the kitchen and visitors. Up next it will be back to Kitchen Group 4 at the helm. Will they defeat their total in the kitchen? Get well wishes to Darren Barry, who suffered a stroke over the holidays. A donation sheet has been set up at the Alida Post Office to help with his expenses. The family extends their gratitude for all the generous donations that were passed on to Darren for his recovery. He is now receiving therapy at the Wascana Center in Regina. The next event at the rink will be the annual Oilmen's and Farmers' Bondspiel on February 3 and 4. As of January 29, there were 8 teams registered. Up to 16 teams will be entered. Also, the club is in the process of organizing a Ladies' Bondspiel for February 25. This Bondspiel will be in honor of Lynette Peat, Lisette Dubuc and Elaine Purves, local women who loved this sport but were unfortunate to lose their battles against cancer. We'll always remember them. This Bondspiel will only be 6 end games and we'll be watching for the best dressed team. Also, there will be a Chinese auction held during the weekend. Register by calling Margaret at 306-485-7245 by February 20. See you at the rink. Good luck, curlers. Act 1 Production has their drama tickets on sale now. They may be picked up or reserved with Linda at the post office, 306-577-3155. The drama weekend is March 9 and 10 as cocktail evenings, March 11 for a dinner theater and March 12 for a Sunday matinee. Come on out for an enjoyable evening with lots of laughable antics from our performers. Remember, it is being dedicated to the memory of Lynette Peat, who was very active behind the scenes in our drama club. If you'd like to help out the club, please contact Tim Cowan, Shanna Carrier or any club member.